The teacher being a facilitator for the learners.
Yes.
How can he or she try for the manifestation of the perfection?
Yes.
Which is already there in the human being.
Yes. So the mother gave a very beautiful thing about an ideal teacher. And one of the things is that an ideal teacher, as I said in the beginning, is somebody who should always understand the relativity of all knowledge. And therefore, he should be constantly striving towards perfection. Children pick up a lot from that. I know that their parents or teachers who take a stand that I am right. And their parents and teachers who take a stand, oh, okay, this is something new. They encourage inside. So teacher is not something which feeds the child from outside information, but empowers the child so that he can learn by himself. How? By awakening curiosity, seeking, giving him the instrument through which he can learn. For example, instead of saying that, well, as I said, look at a stone and understand it. So now you see how, well, looking at a stone, if a child begins to discover and understand, you can start with how is this physical stone shaped, then it has an art in it, how you can look at it, and there is a possibility in it, how you can shape it into something more beautiful. Stones have music inside it. Stones are connected with, this little stone is connected with, you know, so physics comes inside. Stone has a certain chemistry inside it. And stone can be changed into a Kedarnath, a temple, where it becomes the, it can build a house and it can become God. So when a child looks, and he should develop this insight. This is not how a book will describe a stone. A book is, today's books are very disconnected from the totality of the cosmos. So a child should be encouraged. Then he will come up. Otherwise, what happens when you fix knowledge? Stone means this. This is a, I have seen people, you know, speak about, what are they called? Stalagmites and those things which hang from those nice little snow, you know, icicles which hang from the roof of a cave. So I had a discussion with some group of students. Okay, these are this, how they are formed. They described everything. I said, what is there in Amarnath? Now you see, you have a new possibility. You never thought like that. But a strictly material scientist who is fixed in his mind will end up saying, oh, Amarnath, this is nothing but another icicle which has formed. So he has missed a great possibility and a great reality. That's not just another icicle. These icicles, these stalagmites, they contain this possibility. So like stones contain the possibility of beautiful images. So this is how the child should be encouraged to come up with various options, possibilities. And yes, the details are secondary. That's one part. We should empower him. Second is that apart from this teaching by words, our own personality carries a great influence upon the child. Children often observe that they are very acute observing people. They see and they can win or teacher can win or lose respect simply by how he carries and conducts themselves. So one should be very careful. Not careful is not the right word. Careful may mean hypocrisy. I am trying to be someone that I am not. But they should, teachers should understand that I am shaping a mind. I am building a human being. I am not just teaching a subject. So their own bearing, personal bearing has a big effect, influence, their aura, their personality. And then of course, children should always be taken, as Shubhendu says, near to far. So don't give them a concept which is, like as I said, okay, I can start talking about Shubhendu's all life is yoga, it is in synthesis of yoga, and start talking of yoga processes. But equally, I can start from where they are. If I have to take up a class on yoga, I'll say, what is it that, do you want to progress? Yes. Start from there. Progress towards perfection. What is perfection? From there, lead them to yoga and the highest possible integral yoga. Rather than simply telling them a lecture on what integral yoga is about, the child will either sleep and start shunning, because we have a prepared topic, a slideshow. Some of the most boring, sorry to say, I'm sorry, but slideshow. It should flow from inside. Knowledge should flow. That's only possible when the doors are unlocked. It's no use talking to a child about what Ganga is. Take him to the Ganga and let him take a dip. Let him come out and say, ah, that's what Ganga is. So that's what we should do. Open the doors of knowledge. Let knowledge flood him. So these are just some of the, for educators. And these kind of contact programs are very helpful. Because otherwise, all of us, like as a doctor, I have an MD degree, so I may take it, oh, now I know, I don't need to, you know. Because I have read a book and I have a license to declare people are mad or whatever and sign a prescription. Yeah, so, I mean, but if I take it that, no, whatever I have understood is nothing. That's how my journey began. That all that I have read in the books doesn't answer even 1% of my questions. It has told me all the processes, how. Not even that is complete, but it doesn't tell me why. And then when we keep on growing, then it supplements. For instance, now I understand that you may be very sick even from the worst illness. But there is always in us a beautiful part in everybody that we must salvage. Don't label people, you are a diabetic, you are a hypertensive, you are a mad person, you are a depressed fellow. You are a living conscious soul. You are going through a rough patch of depression. You are a sweet person. Unfortunately, you have some high sugar. Don't label the fellow as diabetes and deprive him of sweets. It's a torture. You can't, you know. Make them fearless. It's so important. Especially in today's times, one thing which we must teach children. I remember just coming out of my medical school. If somebody asked me, what is the one thing which people in India must develop? Somebody had actually asked me. I said, people should have courage and be fearless. So much fear. Fear of everything. Everything. They should have courage. Fearless. So that's what I feel. They should look at life as conscious. Not just this is animate, this is inanimate. So we hear that, you know, the country is a piece of land and all this nonsense, union of states and all this nonsense. She is a living entity, a goddess. I may not have the vision, but if I have the faith, I'll see it one day. It's not there in the books. So that's how we have to bring in new books, new kind of ways of teaching, new elements should be there in education. It's a big task. I personally feel the Gita and the Ramayana should be taught in the schools. At least the Gita. We should not be afraid. It's not a religious book, for God's sake. Shri Krishna doesn't say only follow me. He says whatever God you follow in whatever way. I strengthen faith in that. He resolves the big dilemma of reason versus faith. One of the problems that mankind is going through today. He resolves it beautifully. He unites the three streams in our being which are completely dissonant today. Discordant. The mind, which is knowledge. The heart, love and life, which is will. He unites them. This is such a wonderful book. And yes, it must bring in the divine. After all, there is a highest source, whatever way. It will also develop the subtle intelligence of a child. See, one reason why people who in the past, people talk about glory. Yes, but how did they develop? Because through these books, their mind became very subtle and plastic. Limitless possibilities open. But now we have very fixed kind of standardized thing. One of the problems with Western education has done, it has standardized everything, including the elections. Democracy, standardized. Standardized formats don't work for everybody and they are not good for life. Life must grow organically. That's what happened in India. That's what happened in the ashram. When children came, okay, they must study. So the mother didn't open a school right away. Children came, she asked somebody to teach, depending on what they wanted to learn. It must develop organically. So schools should be like those places. It's a very big work. I really don't know whether any single place can address it. It requires literally a very radical change of the way we think. we can pray and become exemplars. That's all we can do.